Murray Warren calling from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Uh-huh. Yeah, my number, well, my company's called One Light Corporation up here. And I'm wondering if you just have a free moment to talk.
Sure.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much, sir. Yeah, so my company is called One Light Corp. And what I was wondering is, in your we're doing a whole bunch of research in digital illumination and optical imaging and digital imaging. And I was wondering if you're, where you are at, if you're involved in doing any optical imaging or digital imaging in your facility there.
We do. We do a lot of different types, actually.
Oh, interesting.
I'm sure. What kind of products does your company actually produce?
Well, I was just going to tell you. So we've been doing a ton of research in this area, and we've working with the life science, medical research, drug discovery, and we've developed a breakthrough digital light, a spectrally programmable light source that solves many problems and challenges that funded clinical and medical researchers find extremely helpful. It's kind of like the missing link in digital illumination. And what we've been told by doing working with people all over North America right now, your peer group, people like yourself, is that the most common factors in optical imaging is that you need to illuminate that sample, and if you're doing spectral imaging, it has to be done in a very sort of, a fast way. And there seems to be, everyone seems to be unified that there's a loss of potentially useful information due to limitations of existing tools, and it takes, sort of weeks to set this up and integrate. And we've heard that there's an inability to rapidly configure in response to unexpected, research discoveries that come up. And don't want to make any assumptions at this point, Leonardo, that there's a good fit or a good match at all. Just really wanted to let you know what we've been doing, and, down the line in the future, when needs come up, maybe you'll think of us. And I was just, curious to find out, what kind of imaging do you guys partake in there?
Well, so we do a variety of imaging techniques, and, some are intrinsic signal imaging. We do some confocal two-photon imaging. We're now starting to get involved in some channel rhodopsin imaging, but that was one of the reasons why I was curious what kind of products you make. I mean, it sounds like it's a light source, and what I don't know, I mean, other than, you're right, things change and people aren't always sure what they want, what kind of light sources are they? Is this a laser light source, or is this a a diode array of some sort? Is it, what exactly is it that you make?
Well, it's a xenon lamp.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And, what I was wondering is that, we're getting some, pretty interesting traction all over from, we've actually done some business with Paul Smith at the NIH. I don't know if you know him. But
I don't know. What institute is he with?
The NIH?
Child Health. I think
Child Health.
With Child Health, okay.
Yeah. But I was just wondering, if you're sort of like, sort of from the same, worldview or mindset that you like to keep your ear to the ground and look and explore at new, technology that comes out. And just wanted to see if you might be open to some new ideas and perspectives in optical imaging and digital illumination that might help your facility to make it fast, convenient, more precise, shorten the...
Of course, I'm interested in all these things. Again, I'm not sure what products do you make.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a product called One Light. And that it's a digital, it's spectrally programmable light source. And
so basically it uses a xenon lamp light source, and how exactly does it shift the, because, xenon has certain peaks, and so I'm just trying to figure out, how is this?
Hello, Leonardo. It's Dave Dodd here. I'm also listening in on the call here. I'll just explain in brief that we have a xenon lamp going through a slit, and then through a grating to spread the light out across a DMD chip, a projection chip from Texas Instruments. And what we can do then, that chip has a million little micromirrors on it that we can selectively switch on or off. The columns of mirrors give us selectivity on the wavelength, and we can switch on horizontal rows to provide very precise control of intensity.
I see. And so how fast can you actually switch wavelengths?
Well, we've created our own custom electronics for this. We can go to 140 microseconds We've experimentally shown 3,000 to 3,500 frames per second. So much, much, much faster than video frame rates.
Yeah.
And that's, I think...
Great. And can, is it possible to actually program a range and so that other than hopping to a specific wavelength?
Absolutely.
Actually scan it?
That's actually the key differentiator here is we're fully spectrally programmable across a wide range, unlike selecting LED bands, etc. We can, and for hyperspectral imaging or principal component analysis, spectrally programmable sources like this are really the only way you can do what you're talking about of customizing. So that would basically replace filters and a wide range of sources with one source, as Mary was saying.
And you know what we wanted to do, Leonardo, really is we've developed a very it's an online web-based and an executive web briefing. It's just over the internet. It's an online demo of how this works. And you know, rather than try to pitch you on this and say, oh, this is the greatest thing ever, which we don't have claim to have a miracle cure, but we would love to show this to you to get your opinion and feedback on it. And just wondering if in the next week or two you just might be flexible just to view this for 10 or 15 minutes over the internet at your convenience, if you were cool with that.
I think I'd be interested actually in the product.
Awesome.
I know that we as I said, we do a lot of different types of imaging, but in general we have a facility that probably tries to cater to even broader range of imaging techniques. So something like this, I think, is would be of interest.
Awesome.
Either to myself or to the facility.
Well, what I'd like to do, just to, if we could, I'd like to get your email, and I'll send over some preliminary information, and maybe, and then we can try to work out a date in the next week or two that would be convenient for maybe you and a couple of your colleagues to view this. Right at, just right at your computer there.
Right.
What's your email there, Leonardo?
It's B as in boy, ELLUSCL at NINDS.NIH.gov.
Okay, so let me just read that back. B-E-L-U-S-C-L.
No.
Oh.
It's B-E-L-L-U-S-C-L.
Okay, yeah, I got that.
Okay.
At NINDS.NIH.gov.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Can I ask you, how did you come across my name?
Well, now David, we're in the NIH.
Alan Koretsky had shown some interest in this previously, and so we were just looking within that institute, and we were unable to reach him. So
Alan Koretsky is somebody I work with, so it doesn't surprise me that you may have connected.
Yeah. Well, we know that you guys are huge. That your facility is just, so we're trying to, sort of get penetration and expand our audience we're just trying to reach out to people and let people know what we're doing, and then just set up just an online web demo, and then so you can see it visually, and we can actually show you how it works. You can actually play with it online. It's pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty cool. Anyway, I assume that you'll send me an email, and I'll certainly be glad to have a look.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you so much for your time, Leonardo.
Sure.
Thank you.
You make it a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, man.
All right, well done.
Well done. That was very good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You see what I mean? This product to the right market is going to have an 80% hit ratio.
They're polite and they're open. Some personalities will be closed, but guys like this are probably more typical.
I mean, I used a couple of manipulative statements there. I don't know if you heard that. I wonder if you're the type of guy, Leonardo, that likes to keep your ear to the ground and,
find out about new
things. Yeah, it's all about keeping your ear to the ground and just finding about new things. And, I don't want to shift your worldview or perspective, but hey, I just wonder if you might be open to some new ideas too. So you always go, hey, I'm sure you're the type of guy that likes to keep your ear to the ground and always be on the lookout for new ideas or ways to yada, 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 which is the ultimate manipulative statement, because you back him right against the corner, and then he's going, well, no, I'm not. That's bullshit. I invented all this, and I don't need to learn anymore.
No, that's our CTO.
Nobody's going to open up the corner.
We've heard that before.